Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornelison for STEM Spots, and with me in the studio today is Becky Baker, who's an instructor in the Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science here at Missouri State. Thanks for stopping by, Becky.
I appreciate the invitation. Thank you.
So, Becky, you are stepping down here at MSU officially, even though you'll still be around on a semi-regular basis, after many, many years here at MSU. How many years has it been? Sort of officially?
Well, let's see. I started as an undergraduate in 72, graduated in 77. I was gone for a couple of years, and then I've been teaching basically part-time from this department since 78,
and so 79. And then you became full-time when?
Then became full-time in around 91.
So talk a little bit about how things have changed at MSU, sort of the broad picture of how you've seen changes occur here.
Certainly got larger, which obviously is true. The other thing I think that we did not have quite as much emphasis on research when I was here as an undergraduate. We certainly did some. Like I have some experience doing research with Balin Observatory up in Nebraska. But it was not the main focus, where that seems to be a really good part of the focus now at the university with everything that we're doing in the research. So I see that that's probably the main thing that has changed is that emphasis on involving both student and faculty in research.
Now, you taught both in the high schools for a while because you have a BS Ed in physics and chemistry, and you've taught here for a good long while. How have students changed? Have they changed, and how?
I worry that students nowadays are so much more stressed. That's what I see. And the other big thing that I see is a reliance on technology. I think that sometimes students have less the ability to really think about what they need to do for themselves before they reach out for that phone or for that computer. And, hey, I know that the answer is there someplace. Let me see if I can find it. So technology, I think, has been a very good addition. But yet at the same time, I think it sometimes held students back from really developing the ability to think.
Now, you say stress. And, of course, I think I've noticed this, too. Why do you suppose? I know you talk to your students quite a bit.
Oh, absolutely.
How do you get the feel for why stress seems to be higher?
When we were going back in the old days, when I was here as an undergraduate, generally the only thing we were doing was going to school and maybe had a job. Nowadays, they have jobs, they have activities, they have families, they have a career they're trying to get ready for. There are so many things that butt up against every minute of the day for these students that I can understand why they're stressed out.
Right.
And yes, I love it when my students come and talk to me, and if I can be of any help to them and listen to them. And sometimes that helps, but just that's one thing that I have noticed is that stress level has changed.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. Now, how about women at MSU in general? So talk about the environment for women, what that looked like when you started out and as you progressed along here.
There certainly were not very many women when I was here. I was certainly the minority, and it was not cool to be in science then. And even in – now, biology was a little bit different, but for the earth science, for the chemistry, and for the physics, you know, if you were a woman in there, you basically were one of the only ones there. And so I'm so glad nowadays women have that opportunity to go ahead and go into whatever field they want and can do really well. I think that was another thing. We were always told that we couldn't perform quite at the same level as the guys, and we certainly know that is not true.
Right. And so how about women in science in general in the entire environment, the university environment nationwide?
We are certainly getting up there where we are. And the last stats I saw was it's more 60%, 40%, and 60% of the women. So we
but
are
not,
definitely
but not, in physics.
Not in physics. Yeah, physics is always going to be a little bit different because it's always still viewed as a male-oriented field. And so if you're a woman in that field, you're just looked at kind of like you're a science nerd.
Do you think that pressure comes from without or does it come from within?
I think it comes from every place, unfortunately. I think it's getting better, but I certainly still see that there. And so a lot of the students that I have are my Physics 123, which are going to be the pre-professionals and a lot of health, things like that. And it's been great because I have seen more women come up and they do very well.
That's great.
And I love that fact, but we just the stigma is more what I worry about.
Yeah. We've got a great crop right now.
Yes.
Of strong women.
I had the chance to take four women to a Corpus Christi meeting for women in physics. And it was really awesomely cool watching these kids interact with the other women that were down there
sure,
in Texas.
Sure.
And so I think that is encouraging, and there's all kinds of resources and opportunities now that we didn't have when I was an undergraduate.
We don't have much time left, but tell me one thing that you'll miss the most and one thing you'll miss the least.
My kids certainly are the ones that I'm going to miss most. Probably the committee work is what I'm going to miss least.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be in short. We're going to be short supply for somebody to do that committee work because you've done a lot. Well, Becky, thanks so much for stopping by. I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you, Dave.
This is Dave Cornelison for STEM Spots signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.